It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, joining us live this morning, brought to you by Batavia Downs Gaming. They don't just want you to like coming here, they want you to love coming there. All right, let me start with Derrick Henry, Sal. He just stomped all over the Bills. Is there anything that the Bills could have done?
Yeah, tackle better, play better. I mean, fill the holes better, right? I mean, like, it just was a complete failure, really, on both the offensive and defensive side, but right away from the start, you know, you saw Derrick Henry's 86-yard run that contributed to a 199-yard night. So, yeah, what could they have done? They certainly could have played better because they did not play the best football.
It seemed like one of those nights, right, that just from the get-go, obviously that huge Henry run for a touchdown, it was not going the Bills' way, and it just continued and continued, and it looked like it was going to be a blowout. Still, Sal, there was an opportunity there. They had it, and they were starting to come back a little, and then a trick play kind of derailed it. What was the thought process? What were people saying after the game about that?
Well, obviously, when something like that works, everyone says, oh my gosh, what a great play. When it doesn't work, you open yourself up to a lot of criticism, and that was certainly the case last night, and I didn't love the play call. Now, I don't mind trying to fool them a little bit, but they did have some momentum going. They were just doing some basic things to claw back into the game. I would have liked to have seen that. The issue I had was the design of the play. You know, I think by putting Josh Allen out as a wide receiver, you're already tipping the defense off that something's coming. They're aware that something's coming, and they're gonna take an opportunity to get a shot at Josh if they can, and that's pretty much what happened. Fortunately, he's fine. After the game, Sean McDermott wasn't happy about it. He said that it's something him and Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, will have, you know, a long discussion about, you know, when to do that, how to do that, and he said it's something Joe... It was interesting. McDermott said, it's a play Joe would like back, and I would like it back too, he said.
In the post game, Josh said it wasn't all negative. What were the positives last night?
Well, I think that the way they came out in the second half was a good positive. You know, you're down 21-3 at halftime. You can kind of go into the locker room and say, okay, we're just not our night. It's late. Let's get back on the plane. Let's go home. Let's lick our wounds. But you know, they came out and they took one play at a time and had a really nice defensive stand, get the ball, go down, score a touchdown, have another really nice defensive stand. I think that's a positive. Tyler Bass drilled a 50-yarder. Granted, later in the game, he missed a kick, which, you know, you need to make that. I mean, that was a nice 50-yard field goal. I'm searching for some because there weren't a lot of them. But look at it. There's an old saying, it's never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems. Last Monday night, the Bills just completely dominated the Jacksonville Jaguars. Everything went right. It's never that good in the NFL as much as you think it is and you see the score. It's also never as bad as last night and when you see the score. They're going to go back and watch the tape. There's things they have to do differently. There's no doubt, but it doesn't matter if you lose by one, you know, or 35. It's all the same.
You know, it's a game like that, Sal, that really makes you appreciate the injuries they have on defense, because after the past couple of weeks, you're thinking, hey, maybe I could go in there and play defense and the coaches will put me in the right position, because it didn't matter who was in the game, that everyone seemed to step up and it was going great. And then something like yesterday happens and it's like a reality check, right? Like, oh, yeah, we are going to miss these guys.
Yeah, it mattered last night for sure. Very first play, even Bielan Spector said that communication was on him. You know, and granted, maybe he's just taking the fall for it, so to speak. But, you know, he put that on him for communication, the first play of the long run by Derrick Henry. Dorian Williams trying to cover Justice Hill on a play down the sideline and just got beaten in coverage. You know, those are plays where you think if you have Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano, Taron Johnson, things like that just don't happen. But those guys have played well. But after a few games, teams start to see some things on film. they're going to start attacking some of those weaknesses. And, you know, it showed up a little bit last night for sure. Give the Ravens credit. They had a really good plan, and they executed it, and the Bills did not match that plan coaching-wise and didn't execute it on the field.
You were down on the sideline. Speaking of injury, on TV, the broadcast, it really kind of looked almost chaotic, a lot of confusion regarding Connor McGovern and whether he was allowed back in the game, why he wasn't allowed back in the game. What was it like on the sideline in those moments?
Very confusing. A lot of us were scrambling around wondering. You know, so I'm on the radio broadcast, obviously. You guys are listening maybe at home. Well, hopefully you're listening to us, but you're seeing Melissa Stark for NBC. We were asking each other, what's going on? We were asking the Bills, what's going on? We were looking at the coaching staff, McDermott during the timeout, having a discussion with the officials, what's going on? No one really knew. After the game, McDermott was asked about it, and he said it was his understanding and the team's understanding that Connor had been cleared. Connor came out of the tent with his helmet on. He had missed the required play that he was out, you know, because you have to miss a play when that happens. He went back in the game. Apparently, there was miscommunication or some sort of non-communication, whatever you want to call it, between the upstairs neurologist who looks and the officials about Connor being cleared by then. The Bill said it was their understanding he was cleared, and eventually he was. But for some reason, that word did not get to the official in time, so the referee was under the understanding he had not been cleared yet. So it was just not a it wasn't a good process all around, and something the NFL needs to look at.
Yeah, for sure. Third down was an issue on both sides of the ball. Couldn't stay on the field, couldn't get off the field. What caused that?
Yeah, I mean, third and long even for the defense, you know, giving up big plays. That was the big thing for me. It wasn't even, it was third down. Third down was not good on defense, but even on second and long, a conversion, a couple third and long conversions, the Bills just left too many wide open spaces and allowed Lamar Jackson to hit a couple guys. There was a screen pass they should have been more, you know, ready for that they weren't. And on the offensive side, this was the first game in four out of the four they played, guys, where the Bills really allowed a lot of penetration. You know, Josh Allen was under duress pretty much all night, and they sacked him, what, five times? And I think they were credited with eight quarterback hurries. I mean, that's just far too much for him to be back there under duress, like I said. So, you know, that's something they have to get cleaned up for sure.
Man, this week's sale might be kind of a media circus, don't you think? Stephon Diggs, well, not coming into town, but that matchup, a lot of people looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, of course, it's going to be a focus of a storyline here in Buffalo, but I think nationally it'll be more of the circus, as you put it. I think locally, the Bills, I can probably guarantee you right now, the Bills will make sure they're not saying anything that's going to fuel any sort of drama or circus like they have been. They'll keep things close to the vest. They'll talk about concentrating on themselves. And look, after you lose 35-10 on national television the way they did last night, that's where the focus needs to be, is on themselves and getting ready. And, you know, it needs to be internal and getting prepared to take on a good Houston Texans team at their place.
All right, Sal, we'll be talking with you later. Thanks so much.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.